In California, the massive Camp Fire continues to burn. The death toll has risen to at least 66, and the Butte County Sheriff's Department says more than 600 people are missing. Some of those people may be safe, but have not yet contacted officials to tell them they're okay. In all, 9,700 homes have been destroyed, and some 13,000 people in and around Butte County are displaced. Hundreds of them are taking refuge in a Walmart parking lot in nearby Chico, California. As NPR's Frank Morris reports, many say it's a good place to be for now.
A week after driving through flames to escape the inferno in paradise, Jessamy Cartwright sits bundled up against the cold on a metal folding chair, surveying the same parking lot where she landed the morning her town and her home went up in smoke.
There was nowhere to go, so we just came here, and slowly but surely it filled up.
What started as a trickle of campfire evacuees has mushroomed into a sprawling community, dozens of tents, and lived-in cars spilling over with clothes, food, and dogs. Neighborhoods are forming around friendships forged in a town that no longer exists.
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody found one another, and we're sticking together. Definitely.
Tammy Mazera is living in a cluster of tents in the so-called Wallywood section of this improvised town.
It created another sense of community that was lost. It's almost like you lose your church, you lose the neighborhood store that you see somebody, you know, you lose that neighbor next door, you know, so this is recreated here in a micro spot, but, you know, this is our new sense. I think that's what everybody needs most right now.
But this place has evolved to take care of all kinds of needs.
What do you need?
I'm just looking for a Band-Aid. Yesterday,
you know what? And young lady, you need a mask.
I do.
Tables have sprung up at the far end of the parking lot, offering all kinds of services, from hot tea to cell phone charges to health care. Julia Urbanowitz, a nursing student, just showed up here with boxes and boxes of donated medical supplies.
And then I heard that Walmart was starting a whole little city here, so we decided to come by and see what they needed, and there was nothing medical going on, so we just, out of just compassion, we didn't want people to be walking around sick or, you know, potentially missing something that could, you know, make them get sicker.
Dozens of volunteers sort free clothes, blankets, and camping gear. They fix and serve thousands of hot meals a day. People wander around giving out gift cards, sometimes $100 bills. Somebody set up porta-potties and hand-washing stations. And here's the thing, nobody's really in charge. This happened on its own.
Thank you. The outpouring of support from the community has been tremendous.
Susan Keskonen is camped out here with her daughter and son-in-law.
It's hard to let yourself get into a depression when you've got people. We had coffee brought to our tent this morning. I mean, and people, somebody's doing our laundry. A laundry company came in and handed out bags, and they're doing our laundry. And it's hard to fall apart when there's so much support, really. It's great.
The fire stripped these evacuees of everything they owned. And at least for the time being, that goes for people whose stuff was spared, like Dustin Kimball, living here in a tent.
No, I'd like to get back. I have a motorhome sitting at my mom's house waiting for us.
It's okay?
Yeah, it's okay. My mom's house is good, and my motorhome's sitting there, but I can't get up there.
The whole area is cordoned off, and residents are told likely will be for many weeks. Meantime, the wait goes on in the Walmart parking lot. Tammy Mazera says shock is giving way to foreboding.
There's a lot of uncertainty, and like this has been great. Like I said, the people have been phenomenal. We have a basic stabilization, but now we need to progress from that on a county, state, federal level. What can happen for me?
Lots of people here say they've yet to see any aid from the federal government. They say they'll need it to restart their lives when they leave this parking lot. And just last night, they learned they'll have to do that by Sunday. For Here and Now, I'm Frank Morris in Chico, California.